This is Lewis Navalier. It is Friday, October 15th. Well, I don't have too much to say other than wow, wow, wow. Today's retail sales report was stunning. Economists were looking for a 0.2% decline in September retail sales. They went up 0.7%. And fully 11 of the 13 sectors that they survey had a significant increase in September. Now, the strongest category is sporting goods. It was up 3.7%. I don't mean to scare anybody, but that's gun sales, okay? If I look at any of the sporting goods retailers, Dick's, Big Five, you know, we own these stocks in our portfolios. I just want you to know that gun sales overpower these businesses. So, that was the big one, okay? But the other thing I find interesting is that economists expected retail sales to stall because of the port delays and part shortages and all that stuff. And, well, when you put money in consumers' pockets, they're going to spend it anyway. You know, it's just human nature. People aren't going to hoard their money till the container's unloaded, okay? They're going to spend on something else. So that just shows that if you put money in consumers' pockets, they're going to spend it. So this is a big deal. And now we're going to get a big upward revision in GDP because economists thought consumer spending stalled when it was very strong. Oh, by the way, they revised August retail sales higher to 0.9% up from 0.7%. So the other thing I should mention that in the last 12 months, retail sales are up 13.9, but that's without any inflation adjustments. If you adjust it for inflation, it's up 5.4. But this is a very, very good sign. You know, in the U.S., our economy is 70% consumer-driven. This means that we're heading into the holidays in a good mood. And it's just time to be happy and grow and prosper. The only thing that can derail us as a consumer is if their energy prices got so high, it would change our spending. But typically what happens when energy prices get high, we drive less, okay, or we drive more carefully, or maybe we do turn the thermostat just up a bit, you know. If it's hot, obviously we can turn it to down a bit when it's cold. So we'll see what happens. But as far as I'm concerned, the consumers are very healthy and we're a consumer-driven economy. And so this was very, very good news. And one last thing about all these port bottlenecks and supply chain issues. What's happened in America is our factory orders are very strong, but the shipments are about 10% behind the factory orders. So the last I looked, factory orders were up 24.7 year to date, but shipments were only up, I think, 14.9. So that just means we're taking the orders, they just can't ship. So there's a big backlog that's going to help GDP growth in the fourth and first quarters. So we continue to be in Goldilocks. We continue to be in a reasonable rate environment and a very strong growth environment, and that your best inflation hedge is growth stocks, period. Now, one last thing, yields are tilting up, especially on the 2-year treasury notes, the shorter term stuff. The markets are fully anticipating a Fed interest rate hike next year. There's something called the dot plot that was very obvious when they released that. So I think we're okay here, folks. It's, growth stocks do very good in a rising interest rate environment. And, we're going to have stunning earnings here for a good 3 weeks. And then we might just pause a bit for about a week in November. And then we get all excited headed into Thanksgiving. So, folks, hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's going to be wonderful. And I hope you're enjoying it. And of course, we have stunning earnings coming out next week. It's Louis Navalier. Have a great weekend, everybody.